The worst story ever told. Once upon a time, a strong, white-haired man in a robe told the worst story to a crowd on the mountain below, and then they told it to another group of strong, white-haired men, and their numbers grew, and they wrote the story down as best they could remember it, which means memory replaced experience, and experience has changed the story. They brought it to kings, queens, sultans, monarchs, chieftains, all robes on pedestals, or balconies, or mountains, and the story became the truth, and the truth became history, and thousands of years and crowds in between, the story stands strong, robed in wars and guns and gold. Maybe it wasn't supposed to go this way. It's a special story. It only belongs to the crowd on the mountain and no one else, unless you confess, you profess, or you were born into it in the first place. It's a special story. If you got to see him, if you lived in Galilee, you would know. Loaves and fishes, prostitution and crosses. The story tells one exceptional tale because no one else could do it. You just follow the rules and it will all be good someday when heaven's gate leans your way. Just wait and see. This space reserved for true believers only. The real story still untold, how each son and daughter and bird saves the world around, and how Godlight lives in every pair of eyes, and each story cuts out to the air surrounding, unique and perfect from the start. How God makes no choices and all crowds are promiscuous. Maybe this story was a simple gossip of history, and like NBC, we ignore the crucifixion of truth. The story a million times retold, an endless round of applause. Once upon a time, when salt and stone were coins of war, a magical idea made all the shepherds go astray, and God became a strong, white-haired man in a robe on a mountain who rode on rocks and had his only son begotten as though all the rest were lost, and watched him die, crossed over by kings and priests. And the story now enjoined, with borders in gold and countries named with holy days and languages changing chapters as it pressed down the light, using pain to conform, inched into laws and gun reform, because this story is the biggest mistake so far, the worst story I know, the one that says God spoke to me alone and only me or only us and you weren't there or you didn't hear. This ancient memory folds a modern tragedy, death blamed on God's story, misunderstood and told only to a few. An endless war of spirit and men, telling it again and again, on pedestals or balconies or mountains.